If you see Quentin Snedeker in Mystic Seaport's shipyard, you won't find him standing in one place for very long.
Well, a good old friend of the museum, a very famous naval architect, told me once that all ships are built in the last month. And that's where we are, the last few days of the last month.
For over 5 years, he's been overseeing the complete restoration of the Charles W. Morgan, the seaport's flagship and America's oldest floating commercial vessel.
So we're intensely busy with not just the finishing the details of the woodwork, but we've got riggers and we've got...
Before he has time to finish his list...
I hate to interrupt you, but I feel like I should ask if we should move somewhere else.
Yeah.
Quickly approaching behind him is a giant forklift. Ship's carpenters, riggers, electricians, and plumbers are working overtime to prepare the Morgan for her 38th voyage. While she's not quite ready for sea, the work that can be completed here at the shipyard is just about wrapped up.
One of the challenges we face is the Mystic River is fairly shallow, and by the time she's fit out completely and ballasted for sea, she's going to be deeper than the river can handle.
This weekend, the Morgan will be towed from the seaport to New London for final commissioning. In the following weeks, 40 tons of ballast will be added to her bilges, sails bent on, safety tests performed, and her crew will train to sail a vessel which, prior to this restoration, served as a static display for nearly 70 years.
I mean, she's built with things that were alive.
That's Captain Kip Files, who signed on last fall as the Morgan's 22nd captain.
You know, she's a wooden vessel, and the feel of a wooden vessel and an iron or steel or fiberglass vessel is different in the seaway. They talk to you differently. And so the opportunity to take her and actually move her around and sail her and hear those commands again and the creaking of the decks when she's going through a seaway and stuff, that brings her back to life. And so it's just another link in the chain of her history.
It's quite a chain. This crew will join the ranks of the Morgan's 1,200 previous sailors on the last example of more than 2,700 American whale ships, which recorded almost 15,000 voyages over 200 years.
It's the most historic sailing event of historic vessels in my lifetime. I don't know how you're going to top it. Yeah, 1841. You think of it, 1841 when this vessel was built and then went out to do commercial work. California's part of Mexico. Right, that far back.
In addition to 15 professional sailors, the Morgan will count a revolving cast of volunteers and 30 seaport employees among her crew for the voyage. For Sarah Spencer, who's worked at the seaport for 24 years, joining the crew brings a lot of emotions.
It's a mingling. It's a little nerve-wracking. I mean, she's the last of her kind in the world, so you just hope everything goes just as it should. But it's wildly exciting. I mean, she's coming alive again. I've climbed on the ship, I've felt the rig in my hands and under my feet and hung out on the yards, but to actually do it while she's underway, this ship is at the heart of probably most people who work at the seaport, and to be part of that is mind-boggling.
More than at the heart of its workers, the Morgan is in many ways the heart of the seaport. Already the last of her kind when she came up the river in 1941, she passed nearly empty riverbanks, which had been home to a thriving shipbuilding industry in the century before. According to Matthew Stackpole, the ship's historian, her new home had only two buildings on the premises at the time and just a couple small vessels in the fleet.
To have the Morgan be the center of attention and have all of the energy and talent connected with it has been invigorating to the museum, I think, in a really, really positive way.
When she departs this weekend, she'll be leaving a thriving national hub for marine preservation and will pass numerous marinas and boatyards on those same riverbanks. And for the first time, the home port that grew around her will discover what it feels like to have her gone.
To take the ship to sea again, to take her on her 38th voyage, is a way to bring attention to all the history that she carries with her. That's her cargo today, it's history. And all of its multifaceted, complicated layers. Some of them are inspiring and exciting. Some of them are terrible that we need to remember so that we don't repeat. But it's the whole package. And because she's the real thing, she can help us remember that.
Among the ports of call on her voyage will be New Bedford, where she was built, Martha's Vineyard, which six of her captains called home, and Boston, where she'll dock next to the USS Constitution. She'll also visit the Stellwagen Bank Marine Sanctuary in search of whales, this time to support their protection. You'll find her back at Mystic Seaport in August. For WNPR, I'm Jay Holt.